12 Stones to the Inner Court. Written by Albert Wong. Narrated by Gil McConnis.
In January 2020, I started to share with my young church plant that I no longer wanted to be their pastor anymore, let alone be a pastor of any church. This confession came as a shock to many, especially since much of my life had involved leading in church ministry. In the span of about 26 years, my ministry experience ranged across 3 different church locations, and as well as various positions, including, but not limited to, youth worker, youth pastor, assistant pastor, solo pastor, then senior pastor, and most recently, church planter. Something was significantly shifting within my spirit to bring about this dramatic change in the trajectory of my life. I was experiencing firsthand what I had learned years ago during my time in seminary studies. It was called a paradigm shift. After many years of what I felt like a long personal journey, I had sensed a new journey was just beginning. During the process of writing this book, I realized that God was the true author and that He had been the one authoring the events of my life from long ago. The following chapters, these particular stories, as well as every word have been woven together into a customized spiritual journey, my spiritual journey. It was an identity-defining journey from being an ordained reverend who relied on titles and people's approval for personal meaning and significance to being one who finds his joy and healing in the presence of Jesus Himself. Formerly, I was a person identified by victimhood and self-curse. During my 20s, I was a youth pastor, and I was eager to prove myself as the best youth pastor on this side of the Mississippi. I later became a reverend, and I thought it was so important in the church circles to be ordained in order to feel legitimized by a title by the very ones I wanted to serve. When I was 29 years old, I became what was called a solo pastor, and I fearfully took on an insular church that had a reputation of burning out pastors. I wanted to prove that with me as their pastor, things would be different, and I was eager to show people any low-hanging fruit as a significant kingdom win. Proving one's own self-worth to a congregation is never a winning formula. I was also once a church planter, and I wanted to have a testimonial like the ones you might find featured at leadership conferences or at a best-selling book signing. Testimonials that would sound something like, "I started with only 5 people in my living room, and now we are a megachurch with 3 different campuses." Two of the most significant and well-known stories in the Old Testament are of the Israelites crossing the Red Sea and the Jordan River. After the Red Sea crossing, the Israelites made a jubilant song to celebrate the event. However, when they crossed the Jordan River, it was an entrance to a deeper spiritual life of fullness. Lesser known from this narrative is a wonderful side story of God commanding the Israelites to build an altar to commemorate the experience of deliverance. God commanded each tribe of Israel to gather 1 stone from the middle of the Jordan River as they were crossing it. These stones were to be taken from the ground at the feet of the priest who were holding the ark as the Israelites were passing. Once every tribe had successfully crossed
Sample complete. Ready to continue?